It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Welcome to this fundraising edition of It's Just Politics.
Don't turn that dial.
Don't do it.
Not part of the pledge drive. Now, maybe you feel like you're being carpet bombed with requests for money, but you ain't seen nothing if you're not on a campaign's fundraising list.
These are real serious pleas for serious campaign cash hitting people's email boxes.
These are real. The entire team is here. There is nothing we'd rather be doing than going home and taking a break. But we know how important this midnight deadline we're facing is. If we don't meet it, that means we could lose. Or this one from Senate Republicans. Friend. I'm really disappointed and worried.
Worried.
I've been counting on your support to end Harry Reid's disastrous control of the U.S. Senate on November 4th.
Okay, so who is it from? Who's calling you friend?
It doesn't say, but there is this easy button at the bottom of the email to choose how much I want to donate, and then I'm just one click away from helping to end the awful reign of whoever's awful reign it is.
And there's this one with a reply address, all caps, Democratic catastrophe.
Catastrophe.
We thought we accounted for every possible contingency. We thought we accounted for everything the GOP could do, but we didn't plan for Karl Rove.
Because who thought Karl Rove might get involved in an election?
Now, my favorite emails are the ones that make me feel so needed. Zoe, we cannot do this without you. Rick, this is your moment to shine.
Sort of a new wrinkle in this cycle is the emails that have something like in parentheses, personal,
right,
or sent from my iPhone. And apparently that does make it less likely people will just send it to their spam folder.
And I kid you not, Rick, one just popped up in my inbox literally just now from, oh, this guy, President Obama. Subject
Barack
line.
Barack Obama.
I am asking you, Zoe.
The computer-generated personal touch.
Now, there are three big reasons why people who are on these lists are getting flooded with pleas for money. It's that the campaigns have become so expensive, and there are so many independent committees now that buy ads and do online campaigning. They've set up their own voter contact and get out the vote operations.
Right. Parallel operations.
Uh-huh.
But that's two. The third reason?
The third reason, simply, it works. In the last two presidential elections, the Obama campaign really fine-tuned, you know, the art of getting prospects with electronic pleas to win smaller campaign donations, $5 or $10. And now everyone is doing it.
Although the fact that this happens isn't new at all. It's just happening at an unprecedented
right.
level. Spending by independent committees actually exceeds spending now by the campaigns themselves.
And it's also created a new class of political villains.
Democrats love to run against Karl Rove and the Koch brothers. Billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer is the Republicans' shadowy enemy.
I think you mean radical billionaire environmentalist.
Right. Radical billionaire environmentalist.
Now, here's a list of some of the outside spending, courtesy of the Michigan Campaign Finance Network.
And shamelessly lifted from an MLive News story on campaign spending.
Republican organizations have spent $8.7 million on ads in Michigan's U.S. Senate race so far. The top groups include Ending Spending Action, Americans for Prosperity, and Crossroads Grassroots Policy Strategies.
On the Democratic outside support team, there's the Next Gen Climate Action Committee and the Senate Majority PAC.
But really, Rick, it's up to you. It's your $5, your $10, your $100.
Hey, you're good at that.
I've been practicing. In the next 10 minutes, Rick, 10 minutes,
our
we've got to hear from you.
Our situation is desperate, dire, and perfectly normal.
It's the end of the world as we know it. And I feel fine. Rick, Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.